This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as today we continue our study, which we began 2 times ago, on the question, if I were the devil, what would I do? We're going to consider 2 basic questions. If I were the devil, what would I try to do with those who are in the world? And secondly, what would I try to do if with those who are in the church? There are several passages of Scripture that would lead us to think about this kind of study. First of all, in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, where the Apostle Peter says, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." There is a very strong warning from the Bible that the devil is a very potent, powerful force in the life of each one of us. And we're taught to be on our guard lest he devour us, or, as it were, gobble us up with a single bite, spiritually speaking. There's also a very powerful passage found in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, where Paul indicates that we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil, that is, of his cunning ways. We recognize that he strives to lead us into temptation by all kinds of ways. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning with verse 11, the Apostle Paul says, "Wherefore, because I love you not, God knoweth. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them that desire an occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for even Satan fashions himself into an angel of light. It is no great thing, therefore, if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Now you see here, the Bible warns us that the devil himself fashions himself or poses as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, and his ministers fashion themselves as ministers of Christ. That makes clear that many men who claim to be followers of the message of Christ are actually not preaching the message of the Lord Jesus Christ, but of the devil himself. We find in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1, another very significant passage, where the apostle declares, as he's guided with the Holy Spirit, that you're not to believe every prophet or every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God. That is, you must put them to test to see if they really are teaching what the Bible teaches. And that, of course, is what each listener should do to this broadcast. Nothing is true because I or any other person who preaches from the Bible says that it is so. Each one of us has his own mind, his own responsibility for the right use of that mind, and each one of us must check up and see for himself as to whether the things that are taught are actually so. The Bible ascribes nobility to those who do that. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. Now, in previous studies, we have noted that surely, some of the devices or some of the ways that the devil would try to lead men to be lost, so far as those out of the church are concerned, is to persuade them that the question of God is not even an important one. We find that many philosophers, many of the professors in our colleges and universities, not only in this nation but around the world, try to lead young people to draw that conclusion. That the statement God exists is a nonsensical statement, that it is neither true nor false. But, of course, if the devil cannot persuade you to accept that viewpoint, he will not stop. He will not quit at that point. He will try then, if you say, "Oh, but it is a meaningful statement," he will try to persuade you to claim to know that it is false. And if he cannot come to that, then he will try to persuade you to say, "Well, I know the statement God exists is a meaningful statement. I know that it is either true or false, but there simply isn't enough evidence for any one of us to know which way it is. We can't know whether it's true or false." If the devil can accomplish that with any man in the world, then he will have accomplished everything he needs, for no one can be saved without faith in God and in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's been good to have you with us today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study, If I Were the Devil.